Hey, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and coming up after Joe's Need to Know News, we have got Song of the Day, and it's actually a three-part series for the rest of the week. I think we had to change the name up for radio purposes, but it's Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Yes, so this is going to be super fun. So today I'll be artists who we would like to
kiss. Mm-hmm. So get thinking about that. Right now, though, you know what time it is. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A waitress at a Cracker Barrel in Tennessee was shocked.
What?
When she got a $3,000 tip on Valentine's Day. The man who gave the tip said he had a goal of raising about $200. He's just going to go online like, hey, I'm going to go out here and just donate to somebody on Valentine's Day. Does anybody want to like chip in money? He thought maybe he'd get like a couple $100. Nope. He put the information on Facebook, Instagram, and the donations kept on coming. A total of 225 people sent in money, and he got a grand total of $3,000. The waitress says she plans to use the money to help pay for nursing school. What an awesome V-Day gift.
That is really cool.
Now, this is something which I hope I don't have to deal with, but I could only imagine how hard this is. According to a new study out of the University of Colorado Boulder, it's harder to get over a breakup today. Well, that I think that's kind of obvious, but here's why. It's all that social media. Researchers say before social media, breakups still sucked, but it was much easier to get distance from that person. It can make it almost impossible now to move on if you are constantly being bombarded with reminders in different places online. And they say that unfriending, which is probably something you'd want to do, or unfollowing, isn't enough. You still get the reminders like back in the day, for example. You ever get that on Facebook?
Yes. Like, those hit hard sometimes.
And it's like, oh God, especially like it's like you had a whole year you were with that person or more. It's like, okay, I get it. I made a mistake.
I just get this with college. Anytime I get a reminder of like anything from college, I'm like, oh, I miss college so much.
And then the whole like mutual friends, like they're not going to necessarily, you know, disconnect from that person.
Right.
And then of course, I don't know about you guys, but that temptation to search to see like what they're up to. I mean, everything's right there. You can just look online.
We've talked about this many a times. To block or not to block, that is the question. I say don't block. Let them see your amazing life and what you're doing now.
My friend used to stalk her ex's Venmo to see who was paying who he was getting payments from, and he was getting payments from this girl, and she would label them BDE, like big junk energy, and she was like, what? She sobbed about that for probably 2 days.
That is such an interesting way to spy.
I know.
Interesting.
He's probably paying a prostitute with that money. How do you figure this out? How do you not deal with this anymore? They say you need to stay offline for a while, which I think is a good thing to do anyway.
That's
occasionally get some space.
Though. How can you?
I don't know. This job, we can't. So if Lindsay leaves me, I am screwed. NASCAR driver, we have an update. Ryan Newman, he is awake.
Yes.
And at a hospital in Daytona Beach one day after a fiery crash where he wrecked, got flipped, got hit. The guy was on top of his hood. He actually like slid across the finish line. It was just insane.
And more about that coming up in the T.
Okay. This is something which you got to at least appreciate the thought behind it. But if obviously you're an Astros fan, you think this is the worst thing in the world. Houston Astro players were heckled yesterday during batting practice at their spring training facility in Florida. A fan, he was kind of a Yankees fan, filmed himself banging on a trash can while players stepped up to the plate. Listen how loud this guy was being. I don't even know. They might have kicked him out. Like every time they'd walk up to bat in the batting cages. It's going to be a long, long season. It's going to be a long 182 games.
Long. We're not even there yet, and it's going to just be talked about all during preseason, all during spring training. I mean, it's not going to end.
All right. NFL news. Cool dude Drew Brees announced yesterday on Instagram that he plans to play for the New Orleans Saints during the 2020 season, so he's coming back. Now I just want to know, what's Tom Brady doing? Where's he going? What's that guy doing? Hopefully we'll get a decision from him
soon. That's the million-dollar question.
And today is National Lash Day. You girls, your lashes look on point.
Oh, thank you.
International Tug-of-War Day. That was one of my favorite things to do at school. Tug-of-War, we had that on field day.
And you liked that?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, I hated that.
Like, oh, my hands are getting rope burn. Yes. I don't like this guy.
I would just, like, pretend. I'd stand there.
I'm like, I'm in fifth grade, and I got calloused hands. Yeah. It was always fun. Yeah. She's like, oh, I got it, guys. Pull. Yeah. We're doing it.
Pretty much.
Mackenzie would be the person that lets go, and everybody falls into the mud pit. And finally, this is disgusting, but it's National Chocolate Mint Day. So,
why is that disgusting?
Amazing. Shout out to the Girl Scouts. You're all good. You're cool. I get down with some tag-along Samoans, but the whole mint chocolate chip.
Thin mints?
Yeah. Yum. No, thank you.
Those are my fave.
Way to ruin a cookie.
I'm shocked by you right now.
I am not crazy at all. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check out all the craziness online. Go to joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the day is coming up next.